Free speech in British university campuses is in danger of being silenced. A new survey shows UK educational institutions are pulling the plug on debates and societies they deem controversial, often going far beyond any legal requirement. RT's Polly Boyker investigates.
They're supposed to be bastions of free speech, but according to new research, Britain's universities are becoming citadels of censorship instead. A survey for Spiked magazine found that 80% of the UK's colleges had restricted freedom of expression. The Sun's been banned from over 30 unis because the tabloid's traditional page 3 feature contains topless models. Sombreros and Native American outfits aren't welcome in Birmingham University. They're deemed too racist. And budding pole dancers should avoid Swansea University after the student union voted to outlaw the fitness trend on campus because of its links to the sex industry.
It's broadly an attack on any type of political affiliation that could be seen as that bit offensive, and I think that's the most troubling thing. A lot of students go to university because they want to get involved in politics, involved in kind of political contestation, whereas now students are going, they're finding that they can't form the societies that they want to, that they can't hold controversial debates.
For example, students at Oxford University didn't get to discuss abortion after a debate by a pro-life pressure group was shelved because the university's women's campaign threatened to disrupt it.
Euthanasia!
Comedian Kate Smurthwaite's stand-up show at Goldsmiths University was scrapped the day before it was meant to take place. Ironically, it was about free speech.
And suddenly it was cancelled. I would get that if we were talking about, you know, these sort of extremists. You know, I've heard about people, you know, having sort of extremist fundamentalist Muslim speakers who demand that the audience be segregated by gender. And but we're not talking about that. We're talking about, you know, feminists and social justice campaigners and human rights campaigners being told, oh, well, you know, we think that your attitude towards this is the wrong one.
Last summer, University College London's Nietzsche Club put posters around the university asking if there was too much political correctness. Well, they never got to answer that question because they were barred from holding their meetings here. The Union Council ruled that discussing Mussolini's favourite philosopher could encourage fascism. In fact, the wrong attitude could also get students into trouble with the law. The government's new counter-terrorism and security bill obliges lecturers to report students they think could be drawn towards terrorism.